I was talking the other day to a man who said he was all confused by all the different religious beliefs in the world. Now, I can well sympathize with this man, for nothing but confusion can result from the various religions of men that are scattered throughout the world. Perhaps today, among my listeners, there is such a person. Perhaps you are likewise confused by so many opinions, so many different beliefs, you say, and all claim to be right. Perhaps you too are weary with mere religious duty, with its ritualism, its ceremony, and, sad to say, its hypocrisy. Perhaps you are one who go about the routine of a false profession of Christendom, but you are still in the dark about your soul's salvation, and you know it. Maybe you even sing in the choir and join in the congregation to give praise to the Lord, and yet you know that you have no true joy in your heart, that you have no real love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, it is to you that I wish to talk today, earnestly and sincerely, but I trust simply. And I thank God, if it is so, that you are beginning to see the absolute emptiness of mere religion. But I would urge you not to let Satan and that deceitful heart of you deceive you into being despairing in your unbelief and in further rejecting the truth of God. The only hope for you, and what is indeed the vital need of your soul, is that you hear and receive the truth of God. Your soul is immortal. You need salvation. And God has a solution for you in all your dilemma, in all your confusion. He has the answer to your questions, if you will simply be in earnest. Oh, I ask today that in all the earnestness of your soul, that you turn to the Word of God. This is where you will find true peace and satisfaction and joy and salvation. And let me tell you this, and I would assure you of it, that if you are in earnest, God is right there to help you. God is there to reveal Himself to you. I would like today to talk to you of a man who was in earnest and who had a dilemma. And he made a long journey to have his questions answered. And he found that the solution to his problem was not in religion at all, but in a person. And this is what I wish you to find. I would turn you to Acts chapter 8, where we read of this man. He was a eunuch from Ethiopia. He had a desire in his heart, a longing that not his religion could fill. But he had heard of a religion in Jerusalem, and so he set off on this journey of about 1,000 miles with a large caravan. I want you to notice something about this man. He was a man that had great possessions to begin with, and he also had a high position of authority, the position of perhaps like the Secretary of Treasury. He had charge of all the treasures of the queen. But all this, and yet his heart was not satisfied. He had a longing in the needs of his soul. So he set off to Jerusalem, and he finally arrived there. But alas, what did he find? He found religion. He found ritualism, ceremony, pomp, display. But he found no reality. He found no light for his dark soul. And I fancy I can see him turning away, as we read in the scriptures that he did turn away, to wend his way homeward, dejected, no doubt. But nevertheless, let me tell you, and I want to show you from this passage, that God had his eye on him, just as he has his eye on you. And God saw to it that he procured a copy of the scriptures, which he took with him. And on the journey back home, he was reading these scriptures in his chariot. You know, dear friend, you have a Bible in your home, don't you? And yet, do you say that you are in the dark about what you should believe and confused about what other people say? How is it? Do you leave that Bible on the table? You know, some people think that there's a particular charm that the Bible has by the very fact that it's in the home, but be not deceived. The Bible is God's Word to be read, and after reading, to be believed. And it's the Word of God, the entrance of which into the heart brings light. And God led this man, just as he would lead you, to turn to the Scriptures. And we find that he was returning, reading Isaiah the prophet, the Old Testament. Have you read the Old Testament? Have you read the 53rd of Isaiah? Have you read the New Testament? Be honest now. The remedy is right at hand, and alas, perhaps you have neglected it. But maybe you will say, well, I'm like this man, however, I read and I don't understand. Well, that is very natural. The Bible tells us that the natural man understandeth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The point is that the Bible is not a book to be understood by human reasoning and the power of human intellect. But if you are in earnest, just as this man was in earnest, and you want the solution to your problem, you want light for your darkness, you want reality instead of mere religion, it is then that God, by His Spirit, will send instruction to you and open your eyes, and this book will become the means of your salvation. Again I say, the entrance of God's Word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. That is, those who will be simple in faith to take it as it is, the Word of God. God not only saw that this man got a copy of the Scriptures, but he wrought in another man named Philip. Philip was conducting a series of meetings in Samaria, and there was great blessing. Whole city was turned to God in rejoicing. But God, through the angel of the Lord, spoke to Philip and said, go join yourself to this chariot in the desert, and it was about 60 miles away. He didn't ask any questions of God. He went as an obedient servant. He went and joined himself to this chariot alongside, and he heard the man reading the Scripture. And he said to the man, understandest thou what thou readest? Oh, notice how God brings the seeking sinner in touch with one who has the answer. Blessed God indeed, we shall say, and you will bless him for the day that in simple faith and earnestness you turn to him and say, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. The man answers the question of Philip this way, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. How good it was to see the desire on the part of this man to be instructed in the way of the Lord. Is that your desire? Do you desire to know for a certainty how your soul can be saved, how your life can be satisfied, how you can have substance and reality instead of pretension and hypocrisy? How can you can have salvation instead of damnation? Oh, God is desirous that you should have it. We are told that where the man was reading was in the prophecy of Isaiah, in the 53rd chapter, and the Scripture says here, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shear, so opened he not his mouth. You've read that Scripture. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Haven't you read that passage? Do you know the understanding of this prophecy of Isaiah? Do you know of whom it speaks? Well, the eunuch had a good question, and he said, I pray thee, Of whom does the prophet speak, of himself or of some other man? Notice the answer. Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Oh, dear listening friend, this is the one who alone can meet your need. The one of whom the Old Testament speaks. In fact, all the pictures and types and prophecies of the Old Testament breathe forth the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Old Testament is God's picture book. And when Christ came, we see the fulfillment of all those pictures. And Philip, one who had indeed come to know him by faith, the servant of the Lord Jesus, now rejoices to unfold unto this inquiring sinner, this seeking soul. He unfolds to him the story of Jesus. This is the one that you need. You need a Savior. That's what his name means. And the Savior, first of all, is your vital need. You do not need reformation. You need salvation. It's not that you need to turn to religion. You need to turn to Christ. It's not that you have to join a church. You have to become a member of the body of Christ through faith in him. This is something vital. The claims of all religions can be met by mere outward conformity, but not so with true Christianity. True Christianity demands the regeneration of the inner man, and that's why Philip preaches unto this man Jesus. The reason for his darkness was because he was without Jesus. The reason that he was confused about what to believe and not to believe is because he did not know Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one that you need to know. It's the one who is the subject of the gospel. No doubt, Philip, taking him to that scripture, pointed out step by step those wonderful facts about Jesus in that 53rd of Isaiah. We read of him who was as a root out of a dry ground, who had no form nor comeliness, no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Oh, how all this has been fulfilled as we read in the Gospels in concerning this blessed one who came, the Son of God, into the world to save sinners, into the world his hands had made, and yet he was despised and rejected of men. He came unto his own, John writes in the first chapter, and his own received him not. He came to give himself, to give his life. His life was taken from him, and yet he came to lay down his life. He laid it down in death, willingly offering himself, and he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. This was why he hung on Calvary. Can the listener say, yes, he was wounded for my transgressions? He was. Oh, God wants you to see that it was for you that Jesus died. He bore the judgment you deserved. He obtained the bruising that your iniquities demanded. And he was chastised that you might have peace. He endured the darkness of Calvary, that you might have the light of glory. Oh, dear listener, the same Jesus that Philip preached to this eunuch is the one that we set forth to you, the one whom the Word of God proclaims as the Savior that you need. And if thou shalt confess him with your mouth as your Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For this one is a living Savior we present to you. He was one who was in the grave, but he arose from among the dead the third day, according to the Scriptures. And he lives in the power of an endless life, he lives to save. Philip no doubt told the eunuch the entire story of Jesus, his birth, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and no doubt his coming again. What was the result? Why, the eunuch realized that this was exactly what he needed. And as he believed with all his heart that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the darkness of his confusion fled, and he was brought from death to life. And we read that he suggested to be baptized and thus give testimony to the fact that he was a disciple of the Lord Jesus and associated himself in death with this Blessed One. And thus, putting on the badge of Christianity, he went forth rejoicing. This is what we read. Philip was caught away. His work was done. I consider it a privilege today to seek to point you through the radio to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is the answer to your questions. He alone is the solution to your problems. He will bring light for your confusion. He will bring life for your spiritual death. He will bring joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory, if you will just reach out the hand of faith and accept him as your Savior, because salvation is his gift received. You do not work for it. It is through believing, it is through accepting him, believing on his name, accepting the gift of God, which is eternal life by faith. This brings you the blessing you need and what you long for. We read of Philip that he went on his way rejoicing. This is what I desire for you. And God knows that this is what will be true for you. He longs to have it for you. Would you not today then receive Jesus as your personal Savior right now? Because now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And go on your way rejoicing.